Something else that's also on our radar at the moment is what's happening this weekend, and it's registration weekend. The IEC has given an update on preparations for the elections. Joining us is the Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC, Masego Shiburi. Masego, hi, good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Good afternoon, Ray.
So, big question, are you ready for this weekend? This has been sprung on you. We are all thinking about February for the local government elections to be there. The Constitutional Court, as you know, they've returned and said, no, 1st of November. How are you looking for this weekend?
We can say with a measure of confidence that come Saturday morning, we will be ready to receive potential voters in all our 23,151 voting stations across the country. Our material are already packaged, ready for the final leg of delivery at the voting stations. We have recruited and trained just under 50,000 people who will be assisting us to receive the voters on those days and to assist them with the registration process. Additionally, online voter registration is also available for persons who prefer not to go to the voting station, but rather want to update their details or register as voters from the comfort of their homes or offices. So the online system is also up and live.
What do you need if you want to register online? What sort of documentation or numbers do you need?
The registration online, a person accesses our website at elections.org.za. You look for a tab for voters. When you click on it, there's an intuitive system that will guide you every step of the way. All that you need to do is to create a profile. Once you've created a profile, you get a one-time PIN that authenticates you, and then you follow the prompts. And the final step is that you must scan either the front of your smart card ID or the barcode in your green barcoded ID. And once you've done that, you submit that as an image, and the registration process should be done. If, however, there is an issue, either maybe the artificial intelligence is unable to discern the barcode or those type of things, there will be a delay in the potential voter getting their message, but we have manual interventions that will physically look at that thing and assist those voters to complete their registration processes.
Right. I just want to change tack a little bit. Take us through the registration of candidates and the final deadline. How is it going to work this time around?
You will recall that in terms of the Constitutional Court order, the court had said that as soon after the new proclamation is issued, and that proclamation will be issued on the 20th on Monday, the Commission must amend the timetable where it is reasonably necessary. The Commission has determined that it would be unconstitutional to allow persons to apply to register to vote but not give them their rights to stand as candidates. So as soon as that timetable is issued, and we intend to issue it on Monday following the new proclamation, there will be a short window period for candidates to submit their candidate document between Monday and no later than 1700 hours on Tuesday afternoon. People who may submit a candidature will be persons who want to stand on a party list, or a person who wants to stand as an independent in a ward. Mm-hmm. The requirements are that all those persons must be registered in a municipal segment in which they wish to stand. Yeah. A person who's nominated by a party will be on a party list, of course. A person who wants to stand as an independent must be nominated by a person who resides in that municipality, and their candidature must be supported by at least 50 registered voters in the ward in which they wish to contest. And there is a nominal deposit levied of 1,000 rands, and if the person wins that seat, the deposit is refunded in totality.
All right, that's very interesting. So this time around, ANC, you've been told what you have to do. Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC, Masego Shiburi, thank you so much for coming on to 702.